have been spending the last 6 or 7 months talking to city departments, having public hearing to hear what residents have to say, talking to nonprofit groups, and have finally come up with our plan and have come up with a preliminary application for funding, and we'll be making that available this month.
Briefly outline, if you could, what's in the plan. I know it runs a couple dozen pages, but can you just summarize briefly what the plan is?
Well, you know, CPA can help with historic resources, community housing, and open and recreational space. And what we've looked at and to see that over the last 30 years, the percentage of owner-occupied properties have decreased in Springfield. So one of our goals is to fund proposals that will provide first-time home buyer incentives to get that percentage back up. There are a variety of vacant, deteriorated houses that blight our neighborhoods, and rather than demolish them, we'd like to see some proposals that will acquire and renovate them and then sell them to income-eligible owner-occupants. In terms of historic resources, there is a slew of vacant, deteriorated historic buildings or marginally used and frumpy historic buildings, and we'd like to see programs that will specifically address those buildings that are indeed threatened. And then lastly, in open space, we've heard how that there's a need for smaller open spaces. There's a need for walking trails both in parkland and in conservation land. There's a need for invasive species plant control both in parks and conservation areas. There's a need for increased access to the Connecticut River and other water recreation areas. So those are sort of the priorities that we've outlined for the current year that we're in.
And so what happens next?
We've asked for preliminary applications, which are very brief and are primarily meant to simply help us to determine whether the proposal is CPA eligible. And then we will be inviting full applications, spending the summer vetting them and making recommendations in September to the City Council as to which of those should be funded. Obviously, people can propose things to us that weren't on our priority list, and we may say, wow, we never didn't think about that. That's a great project. So it's up to us to see what indeed comes in for the proposal. So we're trying to get the word out that we're accepting preliminary proposals through the end of March, and then we'll be vetting those and quickly letting people know whether we believe that their project is eligible or not, and asking for full proposals by June.
Is there a budget limit on these projects? Do you say, we can't spend more than X, so don't come to us with a project that's going to cost more than that?
Yeah, we've basically said we don't want to sink more than $250,000 into a single project in a single year. I think the committee is committed that we see projects occurring across all three of the eligible areas and geographically across the city. And so I think the committee does not want to put its limited money, recommend putting limited money, a lot of it into one project. The budget that we're working with is $705,000. Based on what's come in after the most recent tax bill, it looks like we're going to exceed that.
What should people do if they have a project in mind? How do they get it in front of the committee now?
We are having the folks at City Hall will be putting the preliminary application on the city website so they can download it. It's a one-page form. It's a fillable PDF. And then they need to postal mail it to the Springfield Community Preservation Committee at City Hall. And we're making arrangements with the budget office at City Hall to have actually paper copies available for people to pick up if they're not able to download it from the website.